Hey everybody, so today I want to give a quick status check on the CMMC program. So in our last vlog a few months ago, we briefly went over the three most recent major developments for CMMC, and that included the Title 32 CMMC final rule that established the CMMC program within DoD. We also talked about the proposed Title 48 DFARS rule that was published in August of 2024, and that includes proposed DFARS clauses that are supposed to be inserted into DoD contracts that the CMMC program applies to. And then we also talked about the DoD implementation memorandum that was issued in January of 2025 that provides some additional guidance on CMMC certifications. So what's the status of the program today? Well, we're still waiting for the proposed DFARS rule to be finalized. Now, again, the reason why that rule is so important is that it's the inclusion of CMMC requirements into government contracts that triggers the CMMC compliance requirements for government contractors. Now, as for when the proposed DFARS rule might be finalized, we can't really be sure. But there are some recent developments that may impact when that happens. So the first recent development that may impact when the DFARS rule is finalized is the Trump administration executive order that was issued in January that says that for every new rule or regulation, an agency has to identify 10 existing rules or regulations or guidance that has to be repealed. Now, in recent industry events, DoD has acknowledged that finalization of the CMMC rules under DFARS has gotten caught up in that 10-for-1 agency requirement. But apparently, DoD is attempting to obtain some kind of waiver from the executive order in order to issue the final CMMC DFARS regulation. So we'll see how that goes. So another event that could impact the timing of any finalization of the DFARS CMMC rule is the recent nomination of Michael Duffy to be DoD's Undersecretary for Acquisition and Sustainment. And that's because ahead of his confirmation hearing with the Senate Armed Services Committee, he was asked several questions specifically on CMMC, including whether he planned to make any changes and what his thoughts were of the role of Certified Third-Party Assessment Organizations, or C3PAOs. And in his written responses to those questions, he did indicate that he planned to review the current CMMC requirements and assessment mechanisms, including C3PAOs. And he also indicated that he planned to evaluate options for implementing cybersecurity best practices, taking into account affordability. Now, unfortunately, CMMC didn't come up during the actual confirmation hearings, but Mr. Duffy did make it a point to say in response to several questions that a major goal of his would be to reduce regulatory burdens and to reduce barriers of entry to new defense contractors and small businesses. So one final event or occurrence that might possibly have an impact on the timing of any CMMC DFARS rule is the nomination of Kirsten Davies to be DoD's permanent Chief Information Officer. Now, the current acting CIO is Katie Arrington, who folks may remember was part of the group at DoD that gave us CMMC 1.0 during the rollout that occurred in the summer of 2019 and afterward. Now, Ms. Arrington recently got a bit of attention for a recent keynote speech that she gave at an industry cyber tech event in which she talked about CMMC and industry complaints about CMMC. But any visceral reactions one way or the other should probably be tempered when you consider that speech was given literally at the same time that the Trump administration was nominating Kirsten Davies to replace Ms. Arrington as permanent CIO. And at this point, it remains to be seen what Ms. Davies' views are about CMMC and the burdens it may place on the DIB, and in particular, small businesses. Now, all this being said, preparation for CMMC certification is going to require significant time and resources. So companies should not wait for the DFARS rule to be finalized and should be on their way to make sure that they have plans and documentations and policies in place that verify compliance with DFARS and the NIST SP 800-171 requirements. Well, that's all I have for today's CMMC status check. Thanks for joining me, and do look out for our future vlogs or webinars on CMMC.